My phone rings before I can finish that thought. To my surprise, I see it's Dad. He never calls me unless he needs something. He probably wants to borrow money because he lost all of his. I don't know why he even bothers. I always tell him no. But here he is again. Hey, Dad, what's going on? The line is silent. Did he butt dial me by mistake? Hello? Nothing. That's weird. I'm about to hang up, but I can hear him breathing. Wait, is he crying? Oh no. My breath lodges in my throat. No, no, no. Dad, what happened? Tell me! I shout into my phone. My hands are trembling. His voice is shaky, barely a whisper when he finally says,
"She didn't wake up."
That's it. He doesn't say anything else. She didn't wake up. What is he saying? Dad, tell me everything. Are you?
She's gone,
he yells. The line beeps like the call dropped. Did he hang up on me? Wait, what did he just say? My head is spinning in a fog of confusion as I try to process what's happening. Millions of dings and pongs mimicking coins clinking from the endless rows of slot machines drown everything out, making it nearly impossible to think. She's gone? She didn't wake up. It hits me like a bolt of lightning to my very core. I can't breathe. This can't be real. I drop my phone and scream.
Maddie.
I feel pressure on my shoulders.
Maddie, what happened?
I look down to see it's Riggs's hands squeezing my shoulders and my legs give way. He tries to catch me, but I fall to the floor, my back landing against the cold metal side of an annoying slot machine that won't shut up. Riggs crouches down, deep concern in those beautiful blue eyes. Tears start to flow as I look up and meet his gaze. I convulse with a sob I can't control. I can hardly bring myself to tell him. Like saying the words out loud will somehow make it real. He grabs my shoulders again with a firm grip.
You're scaring me. What happened?
I feel like I'm going to be sick. She's... My body is trembling so hard my stomach hurts. I bite back another sob, trying to get the words out. The whole room is spinning. She's... gone. It comes out so softly, I don't know if he could hear me, but it's all I can muster.
Oh, Maddie.
He exhales. He comes to his feet, pulling me up with him, then wraps his arms around me like a protective shield. But he can't protect me from this. Nothing can. And all I can do is bury my face in his chest and cry. He's holding me tight, not saying a word, and I can't stop as reality sets in. I'll never cook for her again. We'll never play rummy again. I'll never be able to hug her again. She won't be there, late into the night, keeping me company while I make dresses. She'll never make me laugh again. This is it. I'll never see her again. It hurts so bad. I turn with my cheek pressed against his chest, and through teary eyes, I see several people gathered around us. They're all standing there, just staring. It must be quite the spectacle, but I don't give a shit. Fuck them. Fuck everyone. I turn back and bury my face in Riggs's shoulder and just cry. I can't believe she's gone. It's too much. The pain is too much. The world is closing in on me, my vision narrowing as my breaths turn shallow. I can't. I go limp, and everything goes black.